going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. And we could read your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
And you're supposed to say, you never know. You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
You never know. It could be yours. Thank you, nephew.
Too late.
He needs Hennessy to holler is the subject. He needs Hennessy to holler. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 32 years old and single because I will not tolerate a drunk living in my house. My ex and I got into a big argument because for the past 2 years, he's been drunk when we are intimate and whenever I want him to be on his best behavior. His Hennessy is like liquid confidence and he has been sneaking it in on me. I don't drink like that anymore. Back when we first met, though, I used to try to outdrink him. We'd do shots and then pass out in each other's arms. After I had our baby, I never returned to that lifestyle. During our argument last week, he told me that sex with me is boring when he's sober. He said he needs Hennessy to holla. He said meeting my mom was not something he wanted to do, but Hennessy helped him. He talked so lovingly about drinking that it made me want to punch him. I told him that my mom could tell he was drunk, and he said he didn't give AF. Okay? I warned him that if he didn't stop drinking, I was going to move out. He turned and poured a drink right in my face. So my only option was to leave, whether I wanted to or not. I've been staying with my best friend, and my man is worrying me to come back home. He wants to talk to me, but I have told everyone that's close to me exactly what he did to me. It's going to be hard to forgive him and believe in him. I don't know if I can stop drinking altogether, if he can stop drinking altogether, but maybe he can slow up a bit. I don't want our daughter to have a drunk daddy all in her face. I try to look at the bright side. I mean, he's a happy drunk. He is never argumentative, and the sex is top tier when he's been on that Hennessy all night. Can I put my family back together after he played in my face like that, or should I leave this drunk for good? Okay, I mean, this is a crazy letter, you know, it really is, but it's serious too. I mean, your man, your baby daddy is a drunk, and you're right. He should not be drunk all in your baby girl's face like that. Your daughter's welfare is of the utmost importance here, period. And I'm glad that you, someone who used to be a heavy drinker, realized that and stopped drinking yourself. You put up with his drinking for 2 years. 2 years? I mean, enough is enough here. He won't stop until he gets out of denial and admits that he needs help. And he's got to want to stop doing that. And, I mean, he does want to talk to you. So, but you can't make him. I mean, having a daughter hasn't stopped him from drinking, and he needs alcohol. He needs that Henny, you know, to make love to you and all of that. You guys have a serious problem here. You say the good thing about it is that he's a happy drunk. But he's still a drunk, though. And no, you won't be able to put your family back together with your man, who obviously cares more about his Hennessy than you and his daughter, his family. Steve?
I'd like to apologize before I do my letter response because, you know, I just, as I was listening, I was writing some notes and I just felt like my notes is like on point. So I just, you know, this is an opinion show and you can't help everybody in the letter. And sometimes I think the people in life write the letters at fault. And you just never know. And here we go. Let's go see. He needs Hennessy to holler. I'm a 32-year-old and I'm single because I will not tolerate a drunk living in my house. Well, them ain't real high standards, lady. That ain't, you ain't said nothing that special. Okay, so let's just get that off the dribble. I love how people go, I will not tolerate a drunk living in my house. Well, most people won't, but then a lot of people do. So, thank you. My ex and I got into a big argument because for the last 2 years, he's been drunk when we are intimate, and whenever I want him to be on his best behavior, his Hennessy is like liquid confidence. We used to call it, I had a partner, man, that used to, when he got drunk, he used to want to fight all the time. So we used to call it a glass of guts. We used to call it a glass of guts. Because he wasn't nothing. He used to look, fight anybody, full of bravado when he got drunk. But his fighting skills was the same. And he would get his ass toe up. Anyway, so I've seen that liquid confidence. It's called a glass of guts. And he's been sneaking it in on me. I don't drink like that anymore. Listen to this line. Back when we first met, though, I used to try to outdrink him. Why? Why? What you win for that? Sometimes people do stupid stuff, and then when it backfire, they wonder how I got like, well, y'all used to have drinking contests. And you tried to outdrink him, and you couldn't. We would do shots and then pass out in each other's arms. You thought that was a nice, sexy evening?
Romantic.
We would do shots and pass out in each other's arms. Oh, y'all's relationship is going the right way, girl. After I had our baby, I never returned to that lifestyle. That was a good choice. During our argument last week, he told me that the sex with me was boring when he's sober. He said he needs Hennessy to holler. Wait a minute. He told you that having sex with you is boring, and he need Hennessy to holler. So he need Hennessy for y'all to make love?
Yeah. All right. Hang on, Steve.
Can you send me a picture of yourself?
Oh, Steve. All right. Well, have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject, he needs Hennessy to holler. We'll get back into it right after this.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, he needs Hennessy to holla.
They used to have drinking contests, this couple. She put him out because he don't drink good. He drink too much and all this. She's single now. She don't tolerate that. When they first met, they just drank each other's. She would try to outdrink him. It didn't work. And then they pass out in each other's arms. It's such a romantic relationship that's heading to AA meetings. Then after that, they had a baby. And she didn't return to that lifestyle. That's a good choice for you as a mother. And during our argument last week, he told me that sex with me is boring when he's sober. He said he need Hennessy to holler. I asked for you when we went on last break, could you send me a picture of yourself? Because that's starting to sound like...
What?
If you need alcohol to holler at your wife, what the hell happening here? I think that has something to do with it. We might want to consider that. Somebody ain't the same no more. Neither one of y'all is the same no more. You're heading in the wrong direction. He said meeting my mom was not something he wanted to do. Well, he probably was true, but Hennessy helped him. Well, now we need a picture of you and your mama.
Now you need another picture.
I need another picture. I need a picture of you and your mama. This dude got to do a lot of drinking. Just sit down and have a conversation with your mama. God, good Lord of mine.
So ignorant.
And then listen to this. He talked so lovingly about drinking that it made me want to punch him.
Yeah.
See, now he obviously described his Henny in a way that you haven't heard him describe you. I told him that my mom could tell he was drunk, and he said he don't give a F.
Whoa.
My man, that Hennessy now. See, Hennessy had you tell the truth. I warned him that if he didn't stop drinking, I was going to move out. He turned and poured a drink right in front of my face. Oh, yo, Lee, you gonna, if I drink another drink, watch this. And he poured another drink. So my only option was to leave, whether I wanted to or not. Well, you called him on his bluff and you left. All he did was pour the drink in your face. Now, he an alcoholic. Alcoholics love to drink and any excuse will do. So you offered, you threatened him. He took the threat. That's all it was. So my only option was to leave. But I've been staying with my best friend, and my man is worrying me to come back home. He wants to talk to me, but I've told everybody that's close to me exactly what he did. Now, it's going to be hard to forgive him and believe in him. I don't know if he can stop drinking altogether, but maybe he can slow down a bit. Lady, there are no slow down alcoholics. When you are an alcoholic, you are full tilt. Now, you can be a functioning alcoholic, and I think you're about to describe him as one, but ain't gonna be no slowing down. That's not finna happen. He has to have it. He's an alcoholic. I don't want our daughter to have a drunk daddy in her face. I try to look at the bright side. Uh-oh, here we go. He's a happy drunk. I've known somebody like that before. He's a happy drunk. Like, he's a functioning alcoholic. He, like, does well when he's drunk. He's okay. He cool. He ain't belligerent. He don't get nasty with nobody. But now check this out. And the sex is top tier when he's on the Hennessy all night. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all need Hennessy to make love. We need to focus on this right here. Why does he need to get drunk to have to go and face you?
Face her?
You need to ask yourself that. Yeah. He need a Hennessy to look at your mama and have a conversation. Somebody got to get back there and make
you need a picture of them both.
Because either that Hennessy is blurring his vision, or you need to go back to wearing makeup when y'all in the bedroom. Because something he done discovered requires Hennessy for him to get through. I'm just telling you right now. Can I put my family back together after he played in my face like that? So what you saying? You left him because he poured that drink right in front of your face. He played in front of your face. You said, if you don't stop drinking, I'm going to leave you. He turned around and poured a drink right in front of your face. And now that's why you left. So you didn't leave because he need Hennessy to make love. You didn't leave because you don't want your baby to have a drunk daddy. You didn't leave because he didn't want to talk to your mama without being drunk. You didn't leave because y'all used to do shots together and fall asleep in each other's arms. You left because you told him, if you have another drink, I'm leaving. And he pulled that drink right in front of your face. I think you need to go on back over there and work it out with your man. But I think you got to convince your man that he needs help. Because until he starts to stop drinking, this is going to continue. But now know this. Once he stops drinking, he's not going to be happy. And the lovemaking going to get right on back to being boring. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
All right.
All right. Okay.
All right. Leave your comments on today's Strawberry
Letter. And to the lady that wrote the letter, you really need to go look in the mirror at yourself real good.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM. And check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.